Now, the National Gallery in Dublin, is Marion Square in Dublin, is always a popular attraction, and they're looking forward to reopening their doors to the public again on Monday. Sean Rainbird, the director of the gallery, is on the line. And good morning to you, Sean Rainbird.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Not at all. You've been busy putting a new exhibition together. Tell us about it.
Yes, we've been putting on the walls in the last two or three weeks a wonderful selection of works we've been acquiring over the past 10 years. And of course, it's a complete mixture of things because it's a completely non-linear activity. They come together in a sort of jumbled way, if you like. You can never quite plan how you make your acquisitions. So we've had to make sense of these acquisitions of the last 10 years. And it's a rather wonderful selection of works, I must say.
What are your favourites? I've seen a photograph of the Lavery Communion painting.
Absolutely wonderful. Got on the front pages of the newspapers, which was terrific. But in the room before that, the very first room you come to, there's a wonderful painting of the Adoration of the Magi by the Spanish court painter Carreño de Miranda from the 17th century, which is a brand new acquisition made right at the end of last year.
I'm really looking forward to going back to the gallery. How did you buy paintings, or did you have to stop buying paintings during the pandemic? How did that work?
No, it just became much more difficult in the sense that we always try to see the works before we pay the check, if you like, and we also want to show things to our board. So we would have lots of discussions. There'd be video views and condition checks and all kinds of discussions with colleagues across the world, because there's quite a lot of conversation that goes into all of these things externally as well as internally. And then if we were inching towards the final decision, we'd actually say, well, send the work across. In the case of the Spanish painting I've just mentioned, you know, we said, okay, well, if eventually we turn it down, we'll pay for it to go back to you, but we have a strong expectation that we'll want to buy it. So, you know, you can pay the transport to Dublin. And it really makes a big difference, actually. It was a painting I had actually seen in Maastricht at the European Art Fair, Fine Art Fair, which is the greatest old master commercial fair, just before it shut down due to the pandemic. So I recalled it, and then we had a lot of curatorial work going into it, and eventually it came across to Dublin, and it was wonderful to see it in our stores downstairs alongside other paintings, such as a recent painting by Bridget Riley, which we also acquired right at the end of last year. So we have been bringing things in to make that final decision.
Brilliant. And people will pre-book, and there'll be social distancing and all of that. What's the online traffic been like during the pandemic while your doors were closed?
Well, I think, like for everyone, it's gone up dramatically in certain areas. It's really shown to be effective. We've had a lot of people over the past few months listen to our podcast. They've gone on to watch the films we put out on YouTube. There's been a huge amount of activity in the educational field, working very, very closely with schools. And that's also enabled us, if you like, to reach out beyond Dublin, well beyond Dublin, to right across the country. And that's been absolutely terrific. Friends Fortnight at the end of sort of February into March was a fortnight of events for all our friends, and that was really well taken up. And, you know, just bearing in mind what you've just been talking about on the programme, doing mindfulness tours and things like that, because art is a way of thinking through everything that we're going through in life as well. And so a complete range of activities online, and we'll actually continue them. We took the decision this time last year that we weren't going for the quick fixes or the 1 minute gag or whatever it is. We'd really look at digital for the long term. So I think it'll change the way we do things over the longer term as well.
Well, certainly, I'm one of the many people who've been knocking a huge amount of pleasure out of them. Tell me about your discovery about seagulls and cleaning windows during the pandemic, or during lockdown, I should say.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, we've got a glass roof, and the seagulls tend to roost there in the nesting season and leave their mess behind, so we end up having to clean the roof every couple of weeks. But the curious thing is, of course, all the fast food places have been shut in town this spring and last, and so we haven't had to do so much cleaning up. But of course, in the background, all the maintenance and security stuff and the cleaning and working on the lights, all that's been happening at the gallery during these different periods of closure.
Yes, but one bonus from lockdown, I suppose, but everybody looking forward to reopening. And thank you for joining us this morning to talk about it. Sean Rainbird there, the director of the National Gallery of Ireland.